USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered remarks at the annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service. The president was joined by Vice President Mike Pence. Let's take a listen to a portion of the president's comments.
This morning, I especially want to speak to the young sons and daughters who join us here today. I want you to know that your moms and dads were among the bravest Americans to ever live.
North Korea is threatening to cancel a meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un over U.S. military drills with South Korea. Michael O'Hanlon is a Brookings Institution senior fellow. He says these drills have been going on for a number of years.
When the South Korean National Security Advisor went to North Korea a few weeks ago, it was remarkable that he came back with the news that Kim Jong-un didn't mind the exercises, supposedly, and said that he understood why they had to happen.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states can allow sports betting. Now, this also helps fantasy sports providers such as DraftKings.com. DraftKings CEO Jason Robbins said, though, this ruling has more to do about a lot of other issues than sports.
That's right. It was actually a very interesting law. It was a law that I think well beyond sports betting has constitutional implications because it didn't actually make sports betting illegal federally. It told the states what they could or couldn't do with their own laws. So I'm not surprised it got struck down. We're actually very happy to see that, and we'll be entering the market as soon as we're able.
Police say seatbelts saved the lives of two people who crashed their $300,000 supercar in the Nevada desert last week. The Nevada Highway Patrol found a totaled McLaren 720 about 70 yards off the road near Lake Mead last week, with damage suggesting that it may have rolled at least once and just missed falling down a ravine. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down over 240 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said today that the relocation of the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem was not to blame for the deadly violence that erupted along the Gaza border. Take a listen to a portion of her comments.
In recent days, Hamas terrorists, backed by Iran, have incited attacks against Israeli security forces and infrastructure. That is violence that should occupy our attention, too. The common thread in all of this is the destabilizing conduct of the Iranian regime, a regime that insists on promoting violence throughout the Middle East while depriving its own people of basic human rights. The United States welcomes a discussion of this violence in the Middle East. We welcome discussing the ways we can cooperate with each other to put an end to this violence. There is far too little discussion in the Security Council on Iran's destabilizing presence in Syria, its promotion of violence in Yemen, its support for terrorism in Gaza, and its dangerous and illegal weapons buildup in Lebanon.
Haley made those comments today addressing a UN Security Council emergency meeting. And finally, it was back on this date in 1963, the last Project Mercury space flight carrying Gordon Cooper is launched. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.